in private practice. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Arlene Thompson to the program. Arlene, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
I've been a clinical hypnotherapist since 1995 in private practice. And I'd like to tell you about what hypnosis is all about, because a lot of people don't understand it very well. Basically, hypnosis is a way to relax a person's body and their conscious mind so they can gain access to their subconscious. And under hypnosis, they go to a lovely, relaxed state called a trance state. And trance is actually a very natural state of mind that we all tend to go in and out of parts of every day and every night when we fall asleep, too. So other examples include really any kind of relaxation or meditation or even just simply daydreaming. So you don't lose awareness totally of your surroundings like you do when you're sleeping. You're just more quieted down and focused. And when you're in that relaxed trance state, the subconscious is more open and accessible. So it will very readily accept post-hypnotic suggestions, which are basically like little seeds planted in the subconscious. So that helps the client make their changes and achieve their goals more from that automatic subconscious level. You know, so they're not having to try so hard with their conscious mind's willpower. Instead, it's a lot easier than that because they're actually harnessing the whole power of their subconscious to achieve their goals.
All righty. So now, what kind of background does somebody need to really be able to do what you do?
You can get certified in California. I went to Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. There's no real requirements for it, but I actually am kind of overqualified. I have not only a bachelor's degree, but a master's degree in counseling as well. And so I really use that. I mean, think of hypnotherapy as a big umbrella under which I do counseling, you know. So I have a master's degree in counseling as well, which really comes in handy in my practice.
All righty. So now when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what do you think you see the most of? What's most dominant?
Anxiety and stress. Yeah. Back in 95 when I started doing this work, it was a lot more like habit control, people wanting to quit smoking or lose weight. Now it's really, really shifted to anxiety and stress. In fact, so much that I always address anxiety and stress in a first session, as well as boosting up a client's self-esteem. So let me give you an idea of what a first session involves. A first session is kind of like two sessions in one. It averages 2.5 hours. And the bulk of it is our talking. You know, they tell me about themselves and why they've come and what their goals are for themselves. So then I write their goals in the form of post-hypnotic suggestions. So it's really tailored for them and what they want for themselves. So if anxiety is their pressing concern, we might say something like, you know, you're becoming overall more calm and relaxed. On a daily basis. And also in a first session, I give them some relaxation tools that will allow them to relax at will. So we can describe that too in that post-hypnotic suggestion. Like we could say, anytime you begin to feel anxious or stressed, you just remember to use any of your relaxation tools. And that reminds your body and your mind to calm down and quiet down. And then you can kind of gain access over your feelings and behaviors. So that's like a typical post-hypnotic suggestion we would use for someone who's feeling anxious or stressed.
All righty. Now, why do you think your clients choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart from others?
I think that master's degree in counseling really helps. I'm the only one I know of in this area who has that additional credential.
All righty. Now,
I've been doing it for a long time, too, so since 1995.
Alrighty, so walk me through a session. What's that like? What's somebody getting themselves into when they reach out to you?
There's so many different, you know, it's stress and anxiety is the number one, but they might want to do weight loss too, or any kind of habit control. They might have fears or phobias, you know, anxiety attacks, or fear of flying or public speaking, going through life changes or insomnia or pain control. There's so many things that they might be addressing. So a first session, which is that longer one, addresses just in general all of their concerns and gives them relaxation tools to be able to use. And then depending on what it is they're coming for. They might have 2, 3, 4 sessions after that. It kind of depends on what they're coming for. So the bulk of each session is our talking and my writing, and then the last half hour, 20 minutes to 30 minutes of the session is the hypnosis part, which I record for them. And they're able to play that recording at home to keep reinforcing all of the positive suggestions. So they get a real lot out of each session.
All righty. And where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
I absolutely love what I do. So I don't see any changes in the future. I just, you know, well, now I'm doing video chats because of the coronavirus. So I don't even have to see clients in person anymore. We can just do video chats like FaceTime and so forth. But I just love what I do, and I just want to keep doing it forever, as long as I can.
All righty. Now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
They can call my phone number. It's probably the best way. It's 925-485-7997.
All righty. And is there any, like, website or anything like that?
Yeah, I have thompsonhypnotherapy.com.
All right.
And they could also just Google my name, Arlene Thompson, and hypnotherapy, and I would come up.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.